A school in the East Coast just recently challenged its students to come up and invent a brand new religion that would bring peace and goodness throughout the world. And it was a serious challenge, actually. The person that would present the most dynamic religion that would bring all sorts of peace and goodness would win $5,000. The person that won was someone who had guitarists revered. If you think about that, if you play the guitar, it might make sense to you. Listening to the guitar, it brings great peace and goodness. And this person said that there would be a national holiday in which everyone would shut everything down and listen to guitar music. This was the religion that they invented. Now, if I was inventing a religion, it would have basketball players revered. Instead of Mount Rushmore, of Roosevelt, Lincoln, Washington, and let's see, Washington, Lincoln, Jefferson, and who's the fourth one? Roosevelt. I would have Bird, Magic, Jordan, and Chamberlain. And the national holiday would be an entire month, the whole month of March. Take it off to watch basketball. If each of us invented a religion here in our sanctuary today, it would look different, but it would probably be all our desires and dreams and what we admire and revere. There's one thing that would be common with everything that we would invent, though. We would start the religion with royalty and power, and with world recognition, and we would end, probably when the religion comes to its conclusion and the story would be complete, we would end it also with world recognition and power and might. No one would start a religion or end it with scandal. God would, though. I want to read to you, today we're honoring the Christmas story, but I want to read to you the account from Luke chapter 2. Just a couple verses on how Christianity begins. It begins this way. Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. Scandalous? Absolutely. This was no royal place. This is Bethlehem. This was no palace. See up front, it was an inn. And this was very scandalous, because it was a teenager that had not been married, pregnant. I also want to uplift how this plan of God's would end, because it also ends in scandal. John chapter 19. It says these words about this Jesus. So they took Jesus, and he went out, bearing his own cross, to the place called the place of the skull, which in Aramaic is called Golgotha. There they crucified him, and two others, one on either side, and Jesus between them. Scandalous? Absolutely. Not a lot of world recognition with that story there. In fact, world resistance when they looked at Jesus and saw what he was doing, and he was up there with two criminals, one on his left, one on his right. Scandal in the beginning and in the ending. Not the way that we would imagine, but friends, this is God's plan. And it's the perfect plan because it gives us goodness, peace, and everlasting life. And we can be sure of that, the plan that God gives to us for salvation. This last week, I wanted to share with all of you, I got a phone call from someone who asked me to visit their family member who was in the hospital and was very sick and is still very sick. They don't attend this church. And actually, in my interaction with this person, they oftentimes express cynicism about faith and cynicism about religion. And whenever I prayed, oftentimes I'd hear a big huff, even a walking out the door. Going to the hospital, I thought inside of my heart, I thought, oh boy, how is this going to go? I have that feeling sometimes. I read a psalm to this individual, and at the end of it, he said to me these words. He said, Jeremy,
I know that you know that I've been cynical, and I also know that I also want you to know that I have a lot of questions. But I do believe God's plan that he put in play through Jesus. You know, isn't that the way I think it goes for Joseph and Mary? When they're told this plan, perhaps lots of questions, even a little bit of cynicism, but they knew it was God's perfect plan. And that plan told them that he was with them forever and that he would be for them forever. So today, let us do the same as Joseph and Mary and the man that I went up and visited in the hospital this week. Yeah, we have our questions, sometimes cynicism, but we know for certain this is God's plan. What a wonderful plan. He's with us and he's for us, undoubtedly. Amen. We're going to continue in our time here this morning with the gathering of our offering and special music during that offering.